Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Revelle, and this is ValueSide.com Midday. For all of our podcasts, articles, references, and charts, visit ValueSide.com. Well, at noon, three stocks shine while the rest of the market is just an extra. That, plus today's market summary and economic news, halfway through this trading session. Well, it's on days like today that you realize just how concentrated our financial markets have become. Three stocks are up right now: Microsoft, Alphabet, Google, both of which had earnings last night, and Tesla, which reported their results a week ago. This morning, all three are up by better than 4%, and on the basis of those performances, NASDAQ has traded higher all day. Yes, that is just how concentrated the capital markets have become. And yes, that's just how much those same markets will reward those companies who meet their goals and guidance. But as you would surmise, there's another side to this coin: companies who do not meet their own guidance. And Twitter finds itself in this predicament this morning. Twitter down over 8% in missing its own projection for daily users. Now, the other big news this morning is the rise in short-term interest rates. The two-year Treasury note, which opened the month at 27 basis points, nearly doubled that rate this morning when it broke through the 50 basis point level for the first time since March of 2020. Now, that might not seem much to you and I, but to credit service companies, this is really bad news. Remember, credit service companies live in the short interest space, and any rise in short interest rates is a direct cut to their future profits. And it's this group that's showing the largest drop this morning. Down more than 5% are Discover Financial and Visa. MasterCard is down more than 6%, and Capital One down more than 7%. By the way, those trade numbers did come in, and an all-time record trade deficit of $96 billion was set. I was halfway kidding about a trillion-dollar trade deficit this year, but with numbers like this, it's still a possibility. Now, overall, stocks are mixed this morning, with the Dow and Standard & Poor's 500 both down, while NASDAQ, driven by those three stocks, is up. Gold is flat, while oil and cryptos both down. And then the surprise of the morning: long maturity treasuries are all up. Yes, I know, I just got through explaining that short yields are up. Well, at the long end of the yield curve, the long maturity bonds, their yields are all down. It's an interesting flattening of this curve in the bond market, one that does not bode well for long-term economic growth. More about this, however, in a later podcast. For now, please stay tuned for today's market comment. Are we entering a new episode for the stock market? Well, I see the market as operating like one of those old Zane Grey novels, a series of episodes unfolding before us, each with its own theme and characteristics. Now, last year was the episode of pandemic and economic lockdown, with that terrible crash in March of 2020. This was followed by what's been, up to now, the episode of recovery, which again got fully underway in March of this year. I think that these 10 days we're in now are critical in that they could set the stage of yet another new episode in the market. The reason for this is that this is when we will get the largest collection of corporate and economic reports of the quarter. It will be the time when portfolio managers and brokers establish the strategies that will carry them through to the end of the year. So far, we've had three of the big five companies who top the market report their earnings. We led off on Monday with Facebook's results, and we noted the dramatic increase in Facebook's tax provisions, up about $800 million, and more than double their current levels. Whether it was that or some other political problems that Facebook must address, the overall impression is that of all the market leaders, Facebook is currently the weakest. Did you notice that yesterday Facebook stock was down nearly 4%? Yesterday came a couple of solid performances from Microsoft and Alphabet Google, and I don't see any changes in their leadership roles. However, Monday did bring us news that does have the potential to change this episode of the market. For those who were hoping that the growing Chinese debt crisis might end with Evergrande, they were sorely disappointed by the announcement that Modernland, another real estate developer from China, had missed payments both on its principal and interest for one of their outstanding bonds. And like many financial issues, the real problems appear with the so-called solution. As we know, Chinese financial markets are controlled by the Chinese Central Committee. I believe that the CCP has adopted a policy of paying, whenever possible, the locals, and let the offshore bond investors twist in the wind. That certainly is what's happening right now. The Modernland bonds, which are in default, are the offshore bonds, bonds which are owned by foreigners. It's my opinion that the CCP will allow these companies to default on these offshore bonds, thinking that it's better to support their own citizens. I see the thinking, but they grossly underestimate the impact this will have on their international financial ability. This will likely shut off China's ability to raise capital overseas, and long term, that could be devastating for China. Now, assuming that tomorrow's earnings calls for both Apple and Amazon go well, there remains one last item in our 10 critical days that has the potential to change the market's current episode. And that is next week's Fed meeting. Now, there are a lot of questions surrounding this meeting, but by all indications, Fed Chair Powell and the rest of the board are committed to the taper, that is, the reduction in their monthly bond purchases. I believe they're saying that by mid-2022, they will likely be finished with all bond purchases. And trust me, that's going to be a big deal. A level of market support is going to be taken away. The first, since the all-out support of both the Fed and Treasury began last year during the pandemic. Now, I don't think any of us know how this is going to go, and it is that uncertainty which gives this the potential to change to a new episode in the market. So stay tuned as we work our way through these 10 critical days. And that's thevalueside.com for Wednesday, October 27. For all of our podcasts, articles, references, and charts, please visit valueside.com. I'm David Revell. Please join me in praying that our country may get back to work.